Dictation for Gerald, G-E-R-A-L-D, Hubbard, H-U-B-B-A-R-D, October 6, 37. Address as a letter to Stacy, S-T-A-C-E-Y, Carstensen, C-A-R-S-T-E-N-S-E-N, 588-5052. Dear Mrs. Carstensen, consultation for Mr. Hubbard with abnormal kidney function, known to have hypertension and small kidneys. There was a recent admission to the hospital, November 2024, for chest pain. Stress testing was abnormal. Preserved ejection fraction, a moderate size reversible abnormalities, area of left anterior descending. Cardiology considered him not a candidate for further intervention. He already has a prior history of coronary artery disease and bypass. Creatinine has been stable around 1.5, 1.6. Comes accompanied with wife. Stable weight and appetite. Denies vomiting, dysphagia. Poor taste and smell. Still eating 3 meals a day. Good portions. Constipation or Miralax, no bleeding. Chronic incontinence, no infection, cloudiness or blood, doing salt restriction but not fluid, good urine volume, stable edema, no ulcers, no claudication symptoms, stable chest pain on activity, dyspnea on activity, no palpitations but does have atrial fibrillation, pacemaker, no oxygen, uses inhalers, no sleep apnea. I did other review system being negative. Next paragraph. Past medical history. For coronary artery disease. Prior bypass surgery and stent. Atrial fibrillation, has a pacemaker, COPD, hypothyroidism, prior blood transfusion, esophageal reflux, hyperlipidemia, kidney stone, diabetes, hypertension, RENAP, chronic kidney disease, arthritis. Next paragraph, surgeries, back surgery times two, bypass and stent for the heart. Total of 4 bypasses and 4 stents. Prior run knee scope, length implant, colonoscopies. Pacemaker. Next paragraph, apparently never smoke. Does have frequent alcohol intake, but no drugs. Next paragraph, allergies to Brilinta, B-R-I-L-I-N-T-A, and chlorpheniramine, C-H-L-O-R-P-H-E-N-I-R-A-M-I-N-E. Next paragraph, updated medications, albuterol, Eliquis, Lipitor, Sirtec, B12, iron, Proscar, Flonase, nitrates, thyroid, metoprolol, Singulair, Protanix, Flomax, Qbar, Q-B-A-R inhaler. Next paragraph, no family history of kidney disease. He's an only child. Next paragraph on physical exam. Weight 169, 70 inches tall. Blood pressure 110/60 on the right, 118/62 on the left. Bilateral lens implant, upper and lower dentures, decreased hearing, normal speech, no respiratory distress, no facial asymmetry, no palpable thyroid lymph nodes, carotid bruits, lungs are distant clear, right-sided heart device, appears regular, no pericardial wrap, no ascites, tenderness, masses, no palpable liver, spleen, no major edema, non-focal. Next paragraph. Most recent chemistries from February, creatinine 1.68, GFR 39, stage 3B, minor low sodium and elevated bicarbonate, normal potassium, normal albumin, calcium, liver function test not elevated, anemia 11.7, normal white blood cell platelets, large red blood cells 101, Pro-BNP runs in the 500. Urine analysis, negative for blood, protein, bacteria, or cells. Has well replaced 3T4 and TSH. A kidney ultrasound is from March 2024. Small kidneys, 8.7 on the right, 10 on the left, 9.7 on the left. No obstruction. Two small stones on the right, no obstruction. Bilateral simple cyst. Bladder not distended. The most recent echo from February, ejection fraction normal at 60%, right ventricle considered normal, dilated inferior vena cava, minor valve abnormalities. Next paragraph, assessment and plan, chronic kidney disease, for the most part stable or very slowly progressive, not symptomatic and no indications for dialysis. No activity in the urine, blood, protein, or cells. Presently normal potassium. There is anemia, but no need for EPO treatment. Phosphorus needs to be part of chemistries, as well as PTH for secondary hyperparathyroidism and mineral bone abnormalities with kidney disease. Relatively small kidneys on the right comparing to the left without obstruction or urinary retention. He has coronary artery disease with chronic angina, not considered for further intervention given the prior 4 bypasses and 4 stents. Remains anticoagulated for AFib. Tachy Brady syndrome pacemaker. Continue pressing regimen. All issues discussed at length with the patient and wife. Continue to follow end of dictation.